Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of Soul Empowered Living. I'm your host, Michael Brazel, and here we are again. We made it through the week. How lovely it is to have another week come to a close. So much stuff happening in the world, so just be sure you're taking time to do whatever it is that you need to do for self-care, especially with all the nutty, crazy things that are happening with this election season, with just all the stuff we're being bombarded with constantly. It's so important for us to come back to the body, come back to health, come back to wellness in a way that allows us to be functional, that allows us to be proactive, productive individuals in the world. So thank you again for joining the show. Just some housekeeping, as always. We go live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I usually do about an hour. Sometimes we'll go longer if I have guests coming on, and I also do have some guests coming up in the near future. Remember, we're going to run this broadcast, this whole deal, for the next month. So if this is something you want to see me continue doing, be sure you listen to the show, follow the show, share the show, come on and interact in the live chat. You can call in the show, be part of the experience with me. This is the idea with this, to create communities that we can all come together for the purpose of creating dialogue around spirituality, fitness, nutrition, wellness, and how spirituality intersects with all these wonderful things that we may do in our lives. So we'll be doing some of those types of topics moving forward. And it is my hope that you all will send in ideas for things you might see me want to talk about on this show. We'll be doing mini workshops as well. We'll be doing meditation fundamentals, making transitions to plant-based eating, and much, much more. So just be sure to follow the show. We'll see how things unfold and grow. If you've been following the show for a while, you know that we've gone through quite a few transformations as we move forward. And I feel like we have to have that space to transform and to grow, because as I'm getting new information and as I'm taking that information into my life, I feel we just need to evolve the show so that I can give you that new information that's coming in so that we can all move in those directions together. So your feedback is important. If there are guests you want to see me have on the show, feel free to send me an email, michael@michaelbrazel.com. You can always find me on Facebook, facebook.com/mbrazel is my main page. facebook.com/bhakti, bhaktiwitch, Bhakti Witch is my fan page on Facebook. You can contact me via my website, michaelbrazel.com. There I offer all the services, intuitive healing, Reiki, wellness counseling, and all my classes are going to be posted there. I will be going up to D.C., Washington, D.C. in December, so you'll be able to catch me in Washington, D.C. Right now I am home-based in Columbia, South Carolina. And I have some things in the works for this area. So lots of delicious things on the stove, so to speak. So just stay tuned. I promise lots of wonderful things happening. So let's just take a moment to pause. Just exhale for a second. And let's just come into the breath. Let's just come into this moment together. Let's just show up. Let's just be here now in this experience. In whatever way you need to arrive and to show up. Just take some deep breaths. Allow yourself to show up to all of your parts. Allow yourself to be here now in whatever way is most appropriate. That may be just breathing. It may be placing your hand on your chest and feeling the rise and the fall. It may be feeling the heartbeat beneath your hand. And let the body breathe naturally. Let the body do that thing that it knows how to do. Just inhale and exhale. Awesome. And thank you so much for showing up and for being here. And remember, if you ever miss an episode, you can always go to the archives and listen to any of the hundreds of hours. I think we have now almost 400 hours worth of episodes that you can go on, listen to everything from witchcraft to meditation to shadow work to channeling to mediumship. We've done it all basically on this show. So there are tons of topics to get into. But one of the things we really haven't done, but it's one of the things that's probably the one thing I've done most consistently since my teens, is working in fitness and nutrition. And we've talked about yoga, but I think what I'm finding myself within, even within my yoga practice, is it's coming back around to seeing where fitness and physical fitness in particular intersects with my spiritual practice. And yoga is a great example where that happens. But I think sometimes the downfall of yoga is yoga tries so hard not to be a fitness practice. So there's this divorcing and marrying of various things that we're trying so hard to compartmentalize all these different aspects of the things that we're doing. And I feel when we just really let go of that hard work of putting things in compartments, we are much more able to fully experience and fully embody the practices that we are engaging. So we're going to talk a little bit about tonight about how we can intersect our spirituality with our fitness and how we can use fitness as a tool for, you know, make it a spiritual catalyst for growth and transformation. Our fitness doesn't have to be something that's separate from our spiritual lives, and our spiritual lives can definitely include fitness as part of the process. And I think sometimes we do too much work around exclusion. And within yoga, there's this beautiful thing that happens. We're connecting to breath and moving the body. We're sweating. We may or may not be saying mantras. And there's this natural space for spirituality to be in the practice. And now I will say I have come into experiences where I've worked in gyms where they wanted to completely erase the spiritual aspects of yoga from the yoga practice. And you'll see that sometimes in these what I call canned workout situations where you're doing a pseudo yoga, stretch, core workout. And they're not calling it yoga, they're calling it something else. And I used to teach one of these classes. It was called Bootcamp Cardio Calm. And it was like, I love teaching the class because I think it opened people's eyes and ideas to yoga, whereas they may have never taken a yoga class otherwise. But it was 20 minutes of high velocity bootcamp style circuit training, followed by 40 minutes of yoga style core conditioning and deep stretch. So being that I come from a very spiritual background, I was able to somewhat weave still that spiritual stuff into that class. So I was noticing that you can bring that thread even into the bootcamp style part of the workout. You can still hold spiritual space around those high velocity dynamic workouts. And even in a place that didn't necessarily want to have the spiritual stuff included, people were still having spiritual experiences. I would have people come up to me after class and tell me how they were sleeping better, how they were feeling improved, and how they were handling certain emotions that were coming up. And a lot of people will say, well, that's not spiritual. But it is spiritual. How we relate to our bodies and how we connect to our body's functions is a deeply spiritual and holy thing. The body is the holy temple. It is the place where we are housed, the we being the soul, or that part of us that functions in this reality. So without the body, we are not able to fully function in this reality. So we have to be caretakers and stewards of this instrument that allows us to have access to one another, to the world, to delicious foods, to great sex, to experiencing nature. It's through this body that we're able to experience all the varieties of life, both good and bad, but we have to be caretakers, because if we're not caretaking the body, we become subject to that detriment that can happen when we're not caretaking how we're putting nutrition into our body. It can, of course, damage the body's functions. And we're seeing that in dietary-based diseases, a lot of which are preventable. When we start making transitions to plant-based eating and a plant-based lifestyle, we do see, and it's science, you know, it's not just we're hoping these things happen. Science is completely backing the fact that making transitions to plant-based eating and lifestyle changes does have positive impact on our health. And we'll be doing episodes specifically on that. But tonight I want to kind of keep in the spiritual space. So how we honor the body is a very spiritual practice. And I think when we start looking at our yoga practice as a way for us to burn calories and to sweat and to open up to the idea that we can improve ourselves through this practice physically, in a fitness context, I think we allow ourselves just to have a bit more fun with it. Because I feel like sometimes we try to like make yoga this thing that is so sacred and holy that it shouldn't be in gyms and it shouldn't be done in like a bootcamp style class like I was teaching. But why not? I think that yoga is this thing that has its own life force. And I feel it goes where it needs to go to open people up to the idea of yoga. The very fact that even if we call it yoga, we are invoking this idea of uniting, because yoga means to yoke, and a better word that I find is integrate. So yoga means to integrate. So the very fact that I'm teaching yoga in a gym opens up people to the idea of yoga who may have never wanted to take a yoga class otherwise, but it's free and they're early for their workout and they said, well, why not? Or they don't stretch enough and they want to come in here, maybe do some stretching. So it opens up to the idea there that they can access their body through this practice. And that's just the first layer. But beyond that, when we're doing things like Shavasana, or meditating at the end of class, or coming into stillness and consciousness in that way, we are very much integrating spirituality into that fitness world. And I think that it's needed, it's necessary. Because all too often, and I really talked a lot about this last night, is that when we we engage fitness practices. When we go to the gym, oftentimes we're going to the gym because we're going to war with our bodies. We are coming into a place where we have decided we don't like the way we look. We don't like how much we weigh. We don't like X, Y, and Z about ourselves. So we're going to go into the gym and we're going to go to battle with our bodies. We're going to fight those calories in the way that forces them out of our system so that we become slimmer or whatever else may be our fitness goal. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have body and health improvement goals. I don't think that we need to eliminate those things. But when those things become a battle plan rather than a call to love, then that's a problem. And if you go to war with your body, you're going to lose. Why? Because it's your body. You're going to war with yourself. It doesn't help you, and it doesn't sustain. It's not a sustainable workout system to go to battle with your body. Because if you're not addressing the underlying emotional issues that are keeping you at the weight that you are, if you're not addressing the things that may be causing resistance around motivation, the things that may be pushing you towards procrastination, then it's going to be even harder for you to have a sustainable workout system. And yeah, we can force ourselves into it, but that takes all the fun out of it. If we have to force ourselves to do these things, it's gonna be something that we only do for a short period of time. Or if you have a dead set goal, I'm going to weigh X, Y, and Z, and then you achieve that goal, typically we stop or we slow down our processes. And we should make some adjustments at that point. But a lot of times people say, I've made it, I reached my goal. But then, of course, they didn't address those underlying issues. And then they end up right back where they were, or even in an even worse situation, because they didn't take the time to really address those underlying things that had caused the weight gain, that had caused them to just go off track. So what fitness should be is an invitation for you to love yourself unconditionally. We move this way, and we eat this way, and we are becoming caretakers of our body because we love ourselves. And it takes time. It takes work to get there. So I'm not saying that every day isn't going to feel like a battle, because there are going to be days that you feel like you're going to war. And I want you to think of it this way. You're not going to war with your body. You're going to war with those things that are causing the resistance. You're going to war with these old ideas and belief systems that say you can't achieve or that you can't take those initial first steps. That's what we're going to war with. We're not going to war with ourselves. We're just going to war with these old, outdated ideas about who we are and who we should be. And we're going to take those proactive steps towards health, wellness, fitness, and just loving ourselves without condition, because that is the idea. That's why we do these things. We do these things because we love ourselves unconditionally. And that's where the spirituality comes in. We start looking at our fitness practice. So we often go to the gym, we use the weights, we go through the machine work, and at the very end of whatever it is that we're doing, people sometimes stretch a little bit and then they leave and they go home and they rinse and repeat, right? So we go through these processes over and over again. We may tweak and modify our workouts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're not taking the time to really pay attention and listen to our bodies. So what I've started doing in my own workouts is I do a mini meditation. Like halfway through the workout, I stop and I tune into my body and I feel and I listen to how my body is breathing. I feel into how my heart's beating. I listen to just how I'm emotionally feeling overall in relation to my workout. And there's been a few times when I've gone in with a set plan and I'm going to do this circuit training workout and I'm going to go through it and I'm just going to blast through it and make it to the end. And about halfway through, I feel disconnected from the workout. And I really sit down and I tune into that. And I'll ask myself, what do I need here to change this up a bit? And sometimes I'll just go with that. You know, I'll just completely drop the workout I had planned. And I'll just follow intuitively this thread that's taking me in another direction. And then when I do that, when I really honor that part of me that's saying, you know what, we don't need this type of workout today. We really need to come over here and just really hit this cardio machine for a while. Or maybe today, instead of doing this ballistic workout, we're going to go over here and do some yoga instead. We're just going to do some core-focused yoga practice today. So I give myself permission to have that flexibility because I'm intuitively listening to my body. And I've had times where I didn't listen, where I said, you know what, I'm going to power through this workout anyways. And then I got injured, where I pinched a nerve, or, you know, I woke up the next day unable to move my neck because I pulled or strained a muscle. So the body is able to really give us this very powerful positive feedback if we're willing to sit down and listen. And the same with eating. When we eat intuitively and really listen to what our body needs, we may find we eat less. We may find that we come into contact with underlying trauma that's causing us to emotionally eat. So when we really start listening to the body and having that, giving ourselves permission to have that space to do it, we can open up new pathways to how we connect with our health and wellness. And for me, when I would do the when I would pause and do meditation after my workout, well, it's not too uncommon for people to think, you know, oh, well, that's just what he does because he's the yoga guy anyways. But initially, when I was first doing it, there was some hesitation because it's not something you see people commonly do. You know, people kind of are just there to power through their workouts. They don't really sit with their eyes closed listening to their bodies. So I think sometimes there's this idea that we can't do those things. And I think that we have to break that idea because it's your workout and you're there to listen and to tune into your body in a way that promotes health and wellness and well-being for yourself. And if other people are seeing you do it, they may ask you, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just stopping for a moment and really listening to my body as part of my workout process because I'm not here to go to war with myself. I'm here to really do this because I love myself. So I'm really just going to listen to myself and let me be part of this process. And in future episodes, I'm going to really break down how we can work with the three aspects of our soul to engage in a deeper relationship to how we work with the body in fitness and nutrition. Because the body has this primal intuition, the lower self or the animalistic part of us, the part of us that is primal, an animal, knows exactly what it needs to heal and knows exactly what it needs to move into deeper relationship with the world around it. It knows exactly what it needs in order to be nourished. And when we really tune into that part of ourselves, we are opening up to a deeper, more honest intuition. And there is this deep thread that runs back to like when our first ancestors were here, right? When we were just animals and amoeba and stardust. So we're tuning into that deepest part of ourselves for guidance into how we can best relate to wellness and fitness. And I think that, you know, there is space for that now. I think just because meditation is so much more in our consciousness now than it ever has been, I think there's space for that. So I'm not saying you have to do, you know, chimes and chimes and legs and incense before you go and do your strength training workout, unless you want to, right? Why not make it a ritual? Why not make this thing something that you want to show up to? Why not make it something sacred? Because we are doing sacred work when we're in the gym. We are doing powerful stuff when we are taking those steps to get better, to be better, to be more whole. It's okay also to invite your emotions to your practice. When I teach a yoga class, I'll often begin by asking my students, what emotions do they want to work on? You often hear teachers say, you know, which body parts you want to work on, or their favorite yoga poses that you may want to do tonight. And we often forget that the emotions are sometimes what bring us to yoga. We may have had a really crappy day, and we may be struggling with something deep. One time I started with that question, and I asked my students what they want to work on, And one person said that she was working on forgiveness. So that night, what I did was I structured some practice around forgiveness within the context of our class. So when we were in certain poses, I would bring us into mini meditations around forgiveness and release as part of the movement practice. So even in our like strength training workout sessions, we can say, you know, I'm really struggling with anger today. And I really feel that I need to invite my anger to my practice in a way that lets me transition some of this heat energy into something physical. Let me just move this energy. Like, what am I angry about? And I can put this in my workout journal and I can make little notes about what I'm feeling before I start my workout. And then I can invite my anger into my pressing of the weight. I can invite my anger into the sweat of my body. I can invite my anger into this practice so that nothing gets left behind. And not in a way that I'm going to be fuming about it during my workout, but I'm doing this in a very constructive way. For instance, I could even, when I say we're doing bench press and I'm working on anger, I could do an affirmation around releasing my anger. Like, as I press these weights, I release and press any anger that is causing me harm out of my body with each repetition as my affirmation. So then with every repetition, it's filled with purpose. Every repetition is me pushing more of that frustration and negative impact of anger out of my body. And then what we can do is post-workout sit with, how do I feel now? Because we remember, we're taking this thread of consciousness through the entire workout. So now we're not just doing this I'm in the gym and I'm out of the gym and I'm still fuming and I'm going to go home and still be upset. I'm really sitting with my anger throughout my entire workout session. My workout now is not an escape, which I often see. People come to practice to escape from their emotions. But guess what? Can't escape the emotions. Why? Because they're inside of you. So you may pretend to leave your stuff out of the gym or off the yoga mat, but the minute you show up to practice, it's there. So why not do something productive with that energy? You may be working through grief. You may even be working on really positive stuff, like today's just a really great day. So let me take this energy of joy into my workout. Same example. As I lift these weights, I continue to expand and empower joy into all that I do. So now as I press, that affirmation is running through that workout. It's now part of that exercise. Each repetition is filled with joy because that's the intention that I'm setting for my practice. And that's one thing that yoga gets. Oftentimes you'll hear instructors at the beginning of practice will bring our hands to namaste, mudra, or prayer position in front of our hearts. And the instructor will say, set an intention for your practice today. What do you hope to gain from this yoga experience today? What are you integrating? What are you connecting to? And I think we can do that as part of our fitness practice as well, because I feel these parts are missing. Because I've gone through the yo-yo with my workouts and with my diets, and it usually comes because I'm not setting positive intention. I'm not creating a plan of action around sustaining intention. It's to beat my body down into a very specific goal, and the body will fight back. You know, the body knows how to keep you binging on Netflix. It's really smart when it comes to not going to war with itself. And usually the body wins. Like, you're on that diet and you're trying to force yourself not to eat X, Y, and Z. And then all of a sudden, X, Y, and Z is all you see. I am not going to eat sugar because, you know, I hate the way my jeans fit. And all of a sudden, everywhere you go, desserts are aplenty. They're around every single corner. So the idea here is to say, I desire to reduce my dependence on sugar, because I no longer feel it necessary to feed these emotions that are causing me to hold on to this weight. This weight has protected me for X, Y, and Z time, and now I thank it with gratitude and I release it. And now I'm going to engage in this act of fitness as an act of love. And what happens when we start making these transitions from going to war with ourselves to falling in love with ourselves, you notice the weight starts coming off. These changes begin happening because you're no longer fighting yourself. You've invited yourself to the party, and you've decided to show up as someone who is going to be the life of the party rather than the Debbie Downer, right? Because there is nothing more that sucks than going to the gym when you don't want to be there. And we force, and of course, you sometimes will go over that hump where if you force yourself long enough, you may end up enjoying parts of it. But in the years that I've done personal training, the years that I've worked with clients in yoga classes, if you're not there because you truly love the practice and you truly want to be there, you won't stay for long. You may stay a couple of years, but at some point you'll just drop off because you haven't fallen in love with it. You haven't fallen in love with that thing. And I feel that there is so much space for love in how we relate to our bodies, because all too often we're not relating to our bodies in love. We're often relating to our bodies with very negative feedback, with very negative ideas. And I think that's what causes us to have so much disconnection from not just ourselves, but from how we relate to each other within relationships. It can be very damaging with how we relate to the world around us. When we don't have that love for self, it's hard for us to really extend it out into the world around us, the spaces around us, with honesty and authenticity. Because that's what I'm saying here, is we also need to create some authenticity around how we relate to these things that we're doing with our bodies. And maybe fitness becomes your religion. I've read books on this. So for some people, they go to the extreme. So I'm saying, you know, you have to watch that balance. You don't want to go so far into it that you are getting carried away. We just have to be mindful of where we are in this process. We make it all a very meditative thing. We're listening to our bodies. Today, for instance, I went in to do a very specific workout. I'm doing this circuit training set that Jillian Michaels has in one of her books. I just love Jillian Michaels, and I love this workout set that she has. But today I went in, and I have been, you know, I'm doing a lot of stuff around these certifications. So I'm getting my American Council of Exercise and American Sports College of Medicine group fitness instructor certifications. So part of that is coming back to the classes I used to teach and really doing work around rebuilding these programs. So today I went in, and the whole yoga room was empty. So I said, you know what, I'm going to take a step, and I'm just going to do some step aerobics. I'm going to let my body move in the way it wants to move. And I warmed up with some sun salutation. And then I just let loose on the step, and I started doing cardio kickboxing. And it was like my body was remembering all these old routines, and I was just really getting into it. And it's probably one of the best workouts I've had in a very long time, because I just trusted that my body knew exactly what I needed. And I need to trust myself doing these things again, because there is always resistance when we try to take on new things. But if we listen to our bodies, it knows exactly how to break us through that resistance. It knows how to move us through the world if we slow down enough to really pay attention. And we do know that meditation has positive impact on stress. It has positive impact on our ability to sleep and to function. It allows us to have clarity. So incorporating meditation somewhere in your day is important. But I find if you start including it as part of your workout, say for instance, in the middle of my workout, I pause and do a 2-minute tune-in and listening session with my body. And then in my workout, I'll do a 5-minute tune-in and meditation. That's 7 minutes already that I've added into my day, that I, especially if I'm not meditating, that's 7 minutes that I've now given myself to meditate. And even 7 minutes can create some space. But if that 7 minutes feels good, I'm probably going to add more of it in. So at the end of my day, I can sit and meditate and reflect back on how my day went. I can allow myself to have that. I can really just sit with that as an act of love, because that's all this really is an act of love. And we'll be more likely to stay committed to these workouts if they are acts of love versus forcing ourselves into a war with ourselves. So really, take a look at how your spirituality plays into how you relate to your body. And in future episodes, because I do, you know, I'm a student of the very Anderson tradition of witchcraft. So for me, in that tradition, we learn about embodiment and how we integrate our various parts and pieces emotionally, physically, and spiritually through the container that is our body. And I'm finding that coming back into really rediscovering new things about fitness and wellness, it's really playing with, it's bringing in all this stuff that I'm learning through the witchcraft training. So it's allowed me to be integrated. It's allowed me to see where those intersections are. And it's creating powerful new pathways for me and how I relate to my body and how I motivate myself into the workouts and how I use magic in that space of empowering fitness and how I become a better steward of the earth. Because in the pagan traditions, we want to, you know, there are earth-based practices. So we want to relate to and take care of the earth in the most positive way possible. So making these positive transitions and having honest discussions around how our eating impacts the world around us, it's necessary because that's also a function of spirituality. How we eat is this very intimate act with the natural world. So understanding how all this stuff plays into how we relate to ourselves, how it relates to our spirituality, and how it has further reaching impact is so powerful and so important. So we're going to be having those discussions on this show, and there may be some more transitions. I'm feeling like a name change. Like, I love Soul Empowered Living, but I'm feeling something else emerging. I kind of keep quiet about these things. I put little lids on how stuff is bubbling and percolating and growing. But next week, I feel we'll be launching out some new stuff. So be prepared for the launches because the good stuff is always just around the corner. So we'll move into those spaces together. We will do the dance of connection and growth and transformation together. But I want to keep these short and bite-sized so that you can take on some new information, hopefully let that information percolate and gestate within you. Hopefully it'll grow some new pathways for you to connect more intently to your own spiritual journey, to your own path towards wellness and health. We will be doing a couple episodes. I think next week I'm going to do one on making transitions to plant-based eating. And remember, we have a lot of stuff going on right now. We are so primed right now to make these transitions. We are seeing how the native tribes are coming together to do work around stopping these pipelines from destroying the water protectors. And I'm seeing so much on my Facebook from people who are in support of the water protectors who are really calling out how devastating this stuff is to our environment, to our world. But the thing that I really wish people would get is that, yes, we should stop these things that are devastating and decimating the earth. But the very end of our fork, each time we sit down to a meal, we have the power to change the world. When we're supporting water-intensive animal agriculture, we're not being water protectors. When we are supporting an industry that decimates natural rainforests and is destroying the animal population by the billions every year, we need to take accountability for that. We can't say protect the earth and then continue eating a diet that doesn't protect the earth. It's so contradictory. So I'm hoping that through this show, we can also create some positive dialogue about how we can be effective advocates and activists in how we carry ourselves through the world. Because the best way to advocate for animals and for the earth is to be a role model and to take on these practices in a way that allows us to put them out into the world. So those are conversations we'll be having here. I invite you to connect me on Facebook. I invite you to send me your ideas, your questions. If there are things you want to hear me talk about on the show, feel free to email me. I'm going to try to do a question and answer show here in the near future. I'm hopefully going to try to start using Snapchat in a way that lets me be productive. I like it. There's so many ways to connect now with people, but it's almost like it's overwhelming. And I don't like being online more than I have to be because I already am on there enough as it is. But new stuff is on the way. You can follow me on YouTube also. I have one of the reasons I was also going over some of these routines is because I'm hoping to put some fitness videos on YouTube. So I'm getting myself ready for that. Programming and planning and designing new things for you all. So I'll be doing some Google Hangout workshops on making the transition to a vegan lifestyle, and not just making the transition, but also sustaining the transition once we make it, because that's the hard part. The hard part isn't making the transition. The hard part is sustaining it once you're there. And we'll talk about how to create sustainability in these powerful lifestyle transitions that we'll be making together. So that's all I have for tonight. I really thank you all for joining me, for being here, for being part of this experience. It's always a joy for me to log on and see that people are sharing and liking the show. But I'm only doing this because you all. So let me know that you like it. Let me know that you want to see me doing more of these, because like I said, if I don't feel this is the best way to connect with you all, I will shift the energy and the money that goes into making these episodes towards another project that will, you know, we can test drive something else. There are tons of ways to connect, and this is just something I thought would be great to just restart and get back out there. We haven't done episodes in a while. I will be doing some live on-air readings and stuff in the near future also. So I'm still playing with how I want to structure the show and how I want to do it. So I hope that you bear with me and that you remain active listeners in this process. You can also go back and listen to the tons and tons of episodes that we have in the archive. And if you ever miss an episode, go back, listen to it. Give me feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to hear more about. And that's all I have for tonight. I really appreciate those of you tuned in live, and I really appreciate those of you who've listened, who are listening now in the future, whether you be on iTunes or here on Blog Talk Radio. So let's again come into the breath. Let's come back together one more time. A little deep breathing here. Just take some nice deep breaths. Go deep with the inhalation and even deeper with the exhalation, releasing anything that needs to be released at this moment. Deep breathing, deep connecting. Allow yourself to be present in the body. As the inhales and exhales move through you, allow yourself just to find some presence and some peace here. Things are getting crazy and they're wild out there. Take time for self-care. Take time to listen to your body, listen to your heart. Give yourself those things that you need in order to be healthy. Maybe turning off the TV and logging off Facebook for a while. Maybe it's doing a dietary detox. Maybe it's reading some great books. Maybe it's taking a hot bath. Let yourself have what you need right now. Make a list of those things. When you feel the need for self-care, take action. So as always, beloveds, you are wonderful. You are all beautiful. You are all divine beings of light. I love, love, love you all very much. Have a wonderful evening, and namaste.